from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What are your thoughts on the multiple reports that Bears rookie wide receiver Rome Odunze had an MRI Monday that revealed an MCL sprain in the knee? He's listed as week to week, but it's unlikely to play on Sunday night down in Houston. Is this worse for the Bears or the player? The Bears need him given the state of their passing game.
Wow, that's a mean one, the last question, that they don't need receivers because they can't pass the ball. You know, knock that stuff off. It was one game. Don't overreact. They got 93 yards. He caught a pass. They threw one to him. It's real weird that the passing game didn't work. But the weaponry in the passing game is really good. And I don't know if Shane Waldron wanted to run out all his weapons, wanted to make sure that everybody got a look. But you know, I would say to me that their passing game is the three receivers, the running back, and the tight end. And the tight end, I think, moves up maybe and gets more playing time, more than 27 plays against Houston, hopefully, and is used more because he's a really good player who can catch the ball. It could be a weapon. And it's a really fun thing to have a tight end if you're a quarterback. Those guys are a great asset to you, and I think that even if the backup tight end knows the offense better than the starter needs to play more. Maybe this means that he'll play more. I hope it does, but it's not a good thing. Rome Odunze is now injured. You know, he has adversity that he'll have to overcome. He'll have to come back from this injury. I hope he takes enough time. And I know the guy is shot out of a cannon and wants to do his thing. So I feel like it's worse for the player, frankly, than for the Bears. I think they will get by without a single receiver. But I think it represents something. And it saddens me and concerns me. But I think it's really tough for players to have to get through injuries. But that's life. And that's what players have to do. So it's worse for the player than the team. And it's not good, and I'm not happy about it.
Cue up the Frank Sinatra, that's life. You're right. I mean, it's much worse, I think, for the rookie wide receiver. He needs the reps. He needs the connection with his quarterback. If he's going to miss the game, obviously he's going to miss practice time all week long. And even if he plays in the game, probably going to miss practice time. You guys made a great point yesterday. The Bears are probably going to be in a lot more, maybe even two tight end sets to take care of that Texans pass rush, so they might not be in a position to have a lot of three wide receiver sets on Sunday Night Football. So worse for the player than the team.
Let's hope they're in two tight end sets. Let's hope that Shane Waldron looks at the tape of the opener and realizes how odd his personnel groupings were. At one point, I think there was a key play and DeAndre Carter was on the field and DJ Moore and Keenan Allen were not And I think when you look at the personnel groupings, it was odd. The Bears will miss Roma Dunze, but they can't afford to rush him back. This is worse for the player than it is for the team. The team at wide receiver has depth that they haven't enjoyed in recent years, if ever. That doesn't mean they won't miss him, but they can afford to slow play his return. And they should, especially. He's a 9th overall pick in the draft. This is a precious commodity. You do not want to get him back before he's ready. If you think he could be ready on Sunday, take a game and err on the side of caution. The chemistry with Caleb Williams will come. It will develop. They have years, not weeks, to develop that. So I think you want to be cautious. The state of the passing game, what passing game? They didn't have one on Sunday. So they need to develop that. Caleb Williams will be better. But I think that as long as he has DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, unless he's compromised too. Now, the thought of going into Houston without Keenan Allen and Roma Dunze is not a good thought for a quarterback trying to find his rhythm and get going offensively. But we're not there yet. Keenan Allen still might just be suffering from old man aches and pains. But Roma Dunze, sprained MCL, that doesn't sound like something you want to come back from in 1 week. So when they say week to week, let's hope that they are definitely taking the cautious path back.
I don't think we want to find out the answer to that question.
That's the voice of Brad Biggs. It's Biggs time at 7 o'clock. Well, speaking of not there yet, does the status of Adunze suggest to you that the vets like DJ Moore, our guy, or Keenan Allen will recover enough from what Evers called, quote, a little tweak here, a little thing there, end quote, and be available on Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, when he refers to veterans who are guys with experience and who just know how to play hurt. Playing hurt and playing injured are two different things. And I think DJ Moore spent some time in the injury tent. He told us about that.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, you know, spent all training camp with something bothering him that we became more aware of later in camp. But when we asked DJ Moore about it, it didn't sound like a serious thing. And certainly I don't think they're worried yet. So these are the kinds of aches and pains that veterans notice, but they're not impeded by. They're not going to be off the field. They may be on the injury report, but I don't think there's any reason yet for concern unless they find out something later. But yeah, Matt Eberflus can dismiss that. I thought he was casual referring to DJ Moore and Roma Dunze, or I'm sorry, and Keenan Allen and maybe some other things. I thought he was too casual in referring to the injury for Roma Dunze, because this is a significant loss for the Bears passing game, the 9th overall pick. And I don't think he should have waited as long as he did during the news conference to address it. And I thought when he finally addressed it, it was more like, oh, by the way, than it was, uh-oh, what do we do?
So this isn't really part of the question, but I'm going to advance the story. I want to know your thoughts, David. Are you saying that Eberflus was not honest with us? Do you think, is it possible that the MRI hadn't been done yet when Eberflus talked at around lunchtime yesterday?
I'm not suggesting that he was intentionally vague or trying to mislead or deceive. I'm saying that his talking points were in the wrong order.
All right.
I feel like he downplayed the injury to suggest it's not as serious as it would be if you hear the words MCL.
Right. I mean, listen, the worst news would be is if Wednesday, when he gets up there, probably before practice, and tells us that he's going on the PUP list or the injured list, like what's going on with the Rams and
Akua.
He's missing four games.
That stinks.
That would be worse news. Now, DJ Moore said he's going to be here. He told you guys that yesterday, right? And he joked around, and it was a fun give and take about Keenan Allen. No, that's just old age, and he'll be fine. Now, if Keenan Allen doesn't practice all week because of old age, that's going to concern me. So if you don't have Rome to practice with, and DJ's out there, and then Keenan Allen's given like a vet day, I'm going to get a little bit nervous, to be honest.
Well, get nervous, because that's what's going to happen. You know, Keenan Allen is a veteran player who will play on Sunday. And I think that Keenan Allen is also a guy who's in a contract year, so he'll play on Sunday. I think DJ is a gamer. I think both of them are going to play on Sunday. But David's right. We could see their names on an injury report And it is, and whenever that happens, and his name was on the injury report last week going into the game. So get used to it and get used to the fact that he's probably not going to be able to practice a ton, but know that come third down, that's your go-to guy. And it's, you know, when you have proven veteran players, you trust them to be there when you need them. And with the problem with me even saying this is I'm implying that the rookie doesn't know yet how to play in the NFL, and I don't mean it that way. I just mean when you've put that many years behind you, you're not as concerned about a smaller problem, a tweak, or a little thing, as the coach called it, as you would be if you're thinking about like a major injury. And I don't think that they have a major injury. It's kind of the way so part of the NFL is you play with minor injuries.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That question right there is where I'm at.
On Monday afternoon show, Kurt Warner lamented how subpar the quarterback play was in week one.
Didn't think there was a lot of great quarterback play from what I've seen so far. I'm about through three-fourths of the games from this weekend, and a lot of frustration on my part just watching the tape and, you know, wanting for better quarterback play, wanting for better vision, wanting for better play designs across the league. And so a little frustrated with that. But
any theories as to why this is the case? Is this the new normal?
Listen, you know, he's talking about quarterback play across the league. He's talking about different, you know, the three rookies played. And it was a disaster for all three of them, frankly. And it's one of those situations where, you know, they probably all could use some time before they figure out how to play in the NFL. But the reality is that the money demands that you get on the field, and that the way teams are structured demand that you get on the field. That's the NFL. And there are a lot of guys playing that still are learning the game. That's the reality of what happens in this league. I think that in the case of Caleb Williams, and I spent a lot of time going over the tape and watching different breakdowns of plays, etc. It seemed to me that nothing was clean in that game for the Bears. That there was just a lot of traffic. There was a lot of kind of trash by his legs, if you will. Every time he never really seemed like he could set up and throw to a guy who was open. He missed some throws. There's no shadow of a doubt that, like, early on in the game, Keenan Allen breaks. Was it Keenan Allen who did like a double move and breaks free on the sideline, and he overthrew him. And you know, you kind of wish, as you watched it, that he had kind of set and thrown as opposed to stepping up and throwing, which it looked like because there was a body falling at him as he was releasing the ball. I think it's a really difficult job, and I think it's a really he didn't have a good game, and they didn't get a hell of a lot accomplished. And you know, we'll find out as the season goes on if the Tennessee Titans wind up as the number one defense in the league. You know, we talk a lot about the Bears defense, how good they are. Yeah, that quarterback was awful that they played against, and that helped the Bears defense. And the coach on the other team knew it. But I think the Bears look like they've got this great defense. Tennessee's number one in the league because they played the Bears.
Well, I think part of the problem is these guys barely take snaps in the preseason. I think that's an issue. And there's no such thing as two-a-days anymore.
There were a couple bobbled snaps in that game. Did you notice that? I didn't notice it in live play, but when I went back and looked at it, there were a couple of times where he had to lay.
Yeah, the execution wasn't always. I mean, that center is just – and the sack, the awful sack of the game that he did take, he's part of the blame, meaning – but the center, that all got started because he, I mean, completely whiffed. Completely olayed that guy.
And the kind of the delay blitz one, yep. where he
Oh no. The one where they lost 29. Yeah, he got run over. I mean he just olayed it. I mean, it's just terrible. But I think it's because there's limited preseason action and there's limited practice time.
Yep.
Takes time to get ready.
The league has got to be concerned about this. Kurt Warner is on to something. When you look around the league, week one, the quarterbacks who had fewer than 200 passing yards include Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert. Those are the quarterbacks who didn't throw for 200 yards. That's not good for the league. And what's not good for the league are these guys are taking August off, essentially.
Right.
The time between the last preseason action, if you want to call it that, and the first regular season game is too long. The lag time, we have to wait too long. And they don't get any real action. And Aaron Rodgers took his first live snap in how many months last night against the 49ers? So you're not used to the speed of the game, which is real. I don't care how long you've been playing football.
Yes.
When you have a Bosa down your throat, you don't know. The timing is off. The football is bad. And you have all this money at stake. Yeah, I understand why they want to protect their assets, but you've got to do something. Preseason has got to matter more than it does. Practice is something that is still important for guys even at the top of their game. When Kurt Warner talks about seeing guys not being able to see the field and the vision issues, it's all about processing information quickly. It's all about recalibrating your brain and your body and all the muscle memory and all the things that aren't happening now. Quarterback play in the NFL right now after week one kind of stinks overall, and it shouldn't. There's no really excuse for that except for they're not devoting time to preseason. They're not taking it seriously because they're afraid of injury, and everybody is now paralyzed by the same thing. It's all about money, but the league has got to try to do something, and adding an 18th game is not going to make the quarterback play better.
That is the question.
That's Coach Dave Wannstedt. He'll be here from 7:40 to 8:20. Make sure to catch that on Twitch. What's one good reason a Cub fan should have stayed up late last night to watch their game against the Dodgers and listen to it right here on The Score, or should they tune in tonight?
Well, now I'm intrigued. Now I might stay up tonight later than I should. Now I'm very, very interested in what the Cubs are going to do. Can they win a series against the Dodgers? Because as you guys point out, the Dodgers play the Braves and the Braves play. I mean, there's things that could happen.
Yes.
I know it's ridiculous. It is a fool's errand and all the things, you know, don't fall for it. Don't be gullible. But I will watch a little bit of the Cubs game tonight because Michael Busch and Cody Bellinger made the Dodgers pay for letting them go last night. And the Cubs won 10-4. And the professor was pretty good. And I think that now I'm kind of curious. Five down with 18 to go. Do something special. Do the special, Craig Counsell. Do the special.
Special. That's awesome.
Well, thanks to UVerse, DirecTV, the four-letter network, the three-letter network. Couldn't watch Monday Night Football last night, so I did catch some Monday Night Football on the Odyssey app and WBBM when I was driving around. And then I did watch the beginning of the Cubs game. So you could have stuck with it because the Cubs scored three runs in the first inning. The ex-Dodger factor last night was huge. Michael Busch having a big series after being ice cold recently. And tonight you have an unbelievable pitching matchup.
Yeah.
Imanaga versus Yamamoto.
Yeah.
I mean, that is worth...
It's worth
potentially
staying up.
Or lying in bed and listening to Pat and Ron on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, I think the pitching matchup is the reason to watch tonight. I mean, that's a really good reason to watch. And Shota making significantly less money and significantly more impact. Yamamoto's doing fine. I just love what Shota has done. And he's become kind of a favorite, a guy you love to kind of watch, and maybe he wants to show the Dodgers something too, even though he never played there. They chose someone else over him here. I'll show you.
They did.
So I think that's a good reason for a Cub fan to stay up. Here's the thing. I don't know the schedule of all Cub fans. Some of them may get up. They might still be sleeping. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's possible that...
The prepping for the late show.
That 85% of the world goes to work. And the Cub fans show up a little bit later.
Okay, Lee Elia.
I stole the Lee Elia there as a gag. Did you notice us?
Yes, I did.
David noticed.
Yes, sir.
I was for you.
Thank you.
Different question on a different topic.
Mike Florio, a trip around the NFL with him at 844. What's your reaction to what you heard from the White Sox general manager Chris Getz pregame ahead of the White Sox 112th loss?
If you would have told me we were going to end up flirting with a record, I would have been a little surprised. Now, if you would have told me prior to the year that we would have ended up over 100 losses, 105, 110, I wouldn't have been as surprised. But this is the cards that we've been dealt at this point, and you try to make the best of it. And I think it's an opportunity to embrace the situation that we're in.
Are you surprised to hear that from Chris Getz?
You know something? What did Jerry say when he hired the guy? He said that he hired him not because he was the only guy in his view. So that guy walked by my office. He hired him because that was the fastest way to get better. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say something along those lines? Wasn't that the last thing we heard from him?
Something like that.
Before he went to the governor's office, or maybe the mayor of Nashville. I don't know what he said to them. Look, that was a bald-faced lie. This guy just came out and said, we were planning on losing 110. I don't know how we ended up losing whatever we're going to lose. 126 is what they're on pace for. This is a plan. They were going to lose these games, and they knew it. What's the now next year then is what, the 107? I mean, is that if you told me we were going to lose 100,
they're going to improve 20 games and still lose 100.
Yeah, exactly. The guy, what did he say? I don't like this team. Who does? And your boss was lying to the fans of this team because he knew too. This is a planned thing. Problem is, you don't get any draft picks for it, Goofy.
Goofy. Top of Chris Getz's playlist must be The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. You know, know when to walk away, know when to run. I was shocked to hear, oh, yeah, never. So how do you fire the skipper if you knew you were going to lose 100-plus games? How do you fire the skipper?
You should fire Gilligan.
Leave the professor alone.
Glad you're both listening. I did that for you, Mr. David.
Thank you.
Mr. David turned immediately.
That's why you should always be watching on Twitch.
Oh, it's hysterical.
So what Chris Getz did was reveal how disingenuous Jerry Reinsdorf actually was when he said that they hired Chris Getz because it was the quickest path back to respectability. Clearly, that was deceptive, disingenuous. It was a lie. Call it what it is. It was wrong. And it was intended to mislead because there was never an intent to get back to the respectability quickly. If the general manager that was hired to do the job expected or would not have been surprised to lose 100 or 105 games, that is not exactly a fast path back to respectability. That's the long way home. And I think the White Sox could justify and understand taking that path because that's the way teams do it. But don't tell us one thing and do another. That's what I think this confirmed. that all along Sox fans have understood what's going on here because it's a cynical group. It's earned and appropriate as well.
Right, right.
So I think that I look at what's going on with the White Sox. Yes, Chris Getz, nothing he said was that surprising until you put it in the context and you remember what was said when he was hired. That's the part that is not compatible, and that's the part that's the biggest problem, and that's the part that we're exposing, or people should be exposing today.
Molly, I got a question for you and Hawk.
Oh, Jared Payton answering questions at 9 o'clock with Molly and Haw. How about Texas coach Steve Sarkisian? I believe Coach Wanstead told us his nickname was Sark After Dark at one point, admitting he warned his team against...
I walked him through the Notre Dame scenario.
...as they prepare for a home game against UTSA. Texas coming off their largest road win against a top 10 rated opponent since 1979, a 31-12 crushing of Michigan. Is that what Notre Dame football has become? A cautionary tale regarding upsets? Do you believe many coaches are following Dark's lead?
I think that Notre Dame is now a cautionary tale to every team out there, yes, that is playing an opponent that they potentially could underestimate. I would prefer to you see the example, and maybe we can do this later this week, where maybe a mid-major program, a MAC school, another school playing maybe UTSA, whoever they are, where they play a big time, as they're going to say, look at the Northern Illinois example, be like Thomas Hammock, be like the Huskies. We can do this because NIU did this. I think that is a better preferred way, is imitate Northern Illinois than imitate Notre Dame. But when Notre Dame becomes an example of what you want to avoid, you understand how far the brand has fallen. It's not play like a champion today. It's don't do what they did, because Marcus Freeman says that they fell into the trap and they had a letdown. Oh my goodness. If only they had a coach in charge of stopping that or preventing that. They should, but they don't. Shame on them. Yes, Notre Dame, don't be like the Domers. Don't take people lightly. And Steve Sarkisian is just saying what everyone else in college football is thinking.
Sad, sad state of affairs to be the butt of so many jokes and you showing that you any team can beat any team on any given Saturday or Friday or Wednesday or Thursday, whenever they kick off college football again this week. I mean, you know, University of Texas San Antonio, they're probably getting about 49 points from Texas, something like that. I mean, it's got to be an unbelievable, crazy number. It might not even be a game that they're going to allow people to bet on. And hey, listen, we're going to hear from the NIU head coach at 8:25 this morning.
Yeah, I mean, is this a new low when you become when the Notre Dame scenario becomes code for falling on your face when you seem to have achieved something great? That's exactly what he's talking about. They went into Michigan, they won that game, and they come out of it, and they're playing University of Texas San Antonio at home. Oh, don't fall into the Notre Dame scenario. That's a cautionary tale.
34.5 is the spread.
34.5? Okay. Yeah. Well, then they'll win by 3 if that's the Notre Dame scenario. Listen, man, because it was 28, right?
Yep.
It was the spread.
28.
I, you know, God bless you, Mr. David, because it is really, it would be wonderful to look at it the other way. If you talked about the Northern Illinois scenario. And there are teams out there. I hope the University of Texas San Antonio talks about the Northern Illinois scenario, because that's what they're trying to pull and that's what they want to do. And everybody should have the same kind of fight and the same kind of battle. But the reality is that the takeaway wasn't a great victory from the Huskies. The takeaway is that the Irish need to get rid of their coach.
Well, that's one takeaway. You can't stop that.
I think that's what Sark After Dark was saying.
By the way, in same context, my beloved Ball State Cardinals go down to South Florida to play Miami this week. Number 10, Miami. They are 36.5 point underdogs.
Chirp, chirp.
They need some kind of pep talk that would make them feel like they can do what Northern Illinois just did.
You know, send them the audio from 8:25 when Thomas Hammack joins us. Because that, I mean, what one man can do, another man can do.
And they're going down there for the money. Yeah, I hope.
How much are they getting?
I'll find that out.
All right.
It's seven figures, I'm sure.
It's got to be 1-4. You can't win.
That's a tough weekend. I don't care how good the weather is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.